Hello, friends, foes, and enemies. This is not the Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Ellen, Jimmy Oprah show. Oh, no. I'm your host, Kayvon. You're watching The Right Show. And we're going to give you the news for people who are not really into the news. Today's episode, very important. You need to know these stories. The Little Mermaid almost drowns in front of children. We're going to show you that. Hunter Biden gets 8 felony tax charges for Hanukkah. Congressman Bowman, this guy pulled the fire alarm. Oh, he's in big trouble for that. And also, the Chinese people have invented an invisibility cloak. In fact, they could be here right now. We're going to show you all that and more right here on The Right Show. Let's go. Question for today's episode. Where are you from? Put it in the comments. And what is your favorite season? For me, I can't pick one. You know, in Denver, Colorado, where I was today, it was snowing. Then I fly to the studio, and it's the middle of summer. I was even able to go to the Donald Trump International Golf Course in West Palm. So I want to show you kind of all in a day's work what it looks like, the life of Kayvon. Here it is.
Trump International Golf Course. Take a look right here.
They had a car show on the golf course. I can't wait to show you this thing. There's about $50 million worth of vehicles just sitting on the lawn. $5 million worth of bikes. Take a look at these if you're into cars. And that picture is great. That's what it used to look like. Swampland.
Now it's a beautiful golf course with one of the finest hamburgers ever with Donald Trump's face stamped in the bun. Believe me, it's fantastic.
How about those shoes? A German side part BMW. This is what motorcycles used to look like. Glorified bicycles. Stick shift and all. Isn't that beautiful? So, folks, that's what I was up to. I got to check out this amazing golf course, car show, Trump International. A lot of celebrities were there. I wasn't supposed to be taking too many photos, but I snuck a few just for you. Speaking of celebrities, our very own founder and CEO of the company, Patrick Bet-David, has a brand new book out, Choose Your Enemies Wisely. I want to read you a little bit in the voice of Patrick so you know what's going on. You know, in December of 2002, I was 24. I was broke, living with my dad in a small apartment. The only routine I had, going to the club. If you like that, there's a whole lot more in here. And Patrick is fantastic. He'll tell you how to choose your enemies wisely. You know, 90% of you who buy the book will only open the cover. 50% will get all the way to page 85. This is what we want to see from you folks. But the top 1% will go to page 284. You'll know how to choose your enemies wisely. Get the book today. That is how Patrick sounds to me. I'm going to work on the impression. Tell me what I need to add to it. Speaking of which, you know what I like about this company? We don't go woke. We just tell the truth. We love diversity if it happens naturally, but we don't force it. I wish the major movie studios would take a hint. Who remembers Mr. and Mrs. Smith? You had Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie. This was already a remake, but they were kind of this sexy couple who were fighting each other, but also taking down crime. Well, now they're going to do a remake. Can you believe this? We've gone from 2005, Brad and Angelina, down to below here. We got this Asian lady and this gentleman named Donald Glover, who are both great actors. But folks, the diversity casting is going to make us fail. Look at this. This couple is supposed to be an undercover couple that's not raising too much suspicion. But if you go woke, right away it's like, oh, they're dating? If you're a spy, you do not want to be undercover with your multiracial woke casting. They're going to get killed in the first episode. And this is a life and death situation. Why am I bringing this up? The Little Mermaid, you remember her. It's a novel, I think it was written in Denmark, okay? And then they remade it. The Little Mermaid was the only redheaded princess that Disney had to offer. That wasn't diverse enough. They made the remake, the live remake. Black Little Mermaid, no big deal. I did think that they could have changed the story. We could have had a Little Mermaid from a different part of the world that's also having a fun journey. But no, It's just you're not supposed to talk about it. There's nothing wrong with a different color mermaid. It's fake anyways. Fine. But what happens is now they have to cast black little mermaids all over the world to reenact the aquarium scene. Take a look what happened here. Almost ended in a death. The little mermaid was kind of playing along, but then she realized she can't swim. And oh, kick it off, board shorts, and up for fresh air. To the horror of all the children watching, Mom, Little Mermaid almost drowned. So you got to be careful because, look, that person probably wasn't trained, but she had the right look for the new Disney movie, and it almost ended her life. Think about it, folks. This stuff is getting crazy. And this was even worse. The ambulance on the way, there's a lot of diversity in different civil services. The two firefighters that were sent there to try to help the drowning Little Mermaid, they stopped at Chick-fil-A for a sandwich on the way there. This is out of control, folks. Trying to get your chicken wing. And it was on a Sunday, so they had to wait till Monday. The lady had to just sit there and wait for the blanket and the stretcher and everything. So hopefully that doesn't happen to you. Remember, if you go woke, you just might go broke, and you might be waiting for the ambulance. Who's getting chicken? We'll be back with more right after this. Our next story comes to us from China. You've all heard the poem, Me Chinese, Me Play Joke, Now Me Have Invisibility Cloak. Take a look. Now, this screen is kind of like a big iPad that's flexible. It takes the image of what's behind you and puts it in front of you. So inevitably, you're invisible. There you go. I'm using it now. What do you think, folks? Oh, you saw me. Okay, you might have seen me in the corner. I was trying to play along. But how creepy is that? How would you like parents? How would you like that? You're trying to hide the Christmas presents from your kids. Okay, you think you're finding a place. And then he pulls and goes, stop, Mom. Can I have my transformer now, please? So we got to be very careful. This is the future. Nobody's safe. I don't know what we're going to I think we're going to have a thing on our iPad or our iPhone that kind of just tells you there's a heat source coming from inside the room. We have to figure this out because technology is crazy right now. I'm going to ask you right now, how many of you are going to buy the invisibility cloak? Sneak up on your boyfriend, catch your husband doing something he's not supposed to, or just kind of watch your fellow employees talking crap about you. Have your recording device say, gotcha! I knew you hated me here! I felt it all along! And Malik and Deli know what I'm talking about. I'm using it on you guys, I promise. Moving right along, we all love sports. Now, one of the problems is men don't support men's sports. We just go to watch. Women think, oh, if men would only support women's sports, we don't support LeBron. We can't wait to see LeBron do things we can't do. We don't support Wayne Gretzky. We went to be awed by Wayne Gretzky. If you go see a women's basketball game, you're probably going to support. And, well, support can only go so far. No one's going to spend millions of dollars to support girls doing a bunch of layups. And if you think that's sexist, don't feel bad. We don't really pay a lot of money to go see high school boys play basketball. And very few people go and watch the Pee Wee Leagues with the little 7 and 8-year-old boys missing layups playing basketball. Doesn't mean we don't like what they're doing. It's just an activity. We hope they're having fun. And when they get to the top, we will shell out dollars to watch the Steph Currys, the LeBron Jameses, and the Shaquille O'Neals, the Kobe Bryants. So we're not supporting. We are watching and fans. However, with that said, we still support the idea that women should have sports and play sports against other women. And if a guy just decides, well, I'm not doing too good, but I'm super competitive. I know what's wrong with me inside is I'm a woman. Switch, now he's going to beat all the women. Do you think it's fair that a man is boxing women, swimming against women, winning against women? Well, I don't, but the powers that be, the intellectual elite, they say this is totally okay. In fact, we have a woman from the National Women's Law Center who's saying it's not about winning or losing. It's about being out there and supporting and having fun. And yeah, if a trans woman plays, you're going to have to learn to lose with grace against this guy who thinks he's a girl. Take a look at what she said.
And success in school sports depends on a whole range of factors, including how hard you work and coaching and access to really good resources and facilities. And trans students participate in sports for the same reason as their kids, because it is fun, because it creates belonging and community, because it teaches so much about persistence and leadership and discipline, unless they learn to lose gracefully, hopefully. And often they learn to win with dignity, hopefully. They learn to do the sort of work that means you have higher grades and stay connected to school. I want every kid to have that chance, to have the chance to play.
That is just gross. Her name is Fatima Gross Graves. She's telling women, just be prepared to lose and learn to lose with grace. It's about activity. It's about school. It's about having fun. But real people don't watch sports just for fun. Michael Jordan did not play basketball for fun. He gambled for fun. He played golf for fun. It was all business. These people don't realize this is a business for us. So that's why we ask you right here. I want to know, do you think sports should just be fun? We don't even keep score and everyone having a nice time. You're going to ruin the monetization of it. Or do you think men should play men? Women should play women, and then we can have a new category. If it's successful, that's fine. The X-Men. Put in the comments. I want to know from you. We'll be back with a whole lot more of The Right Show right after this. Well, nothing says holidays like surprise gift giving, and if you are in the moderate or right of politics, you just got a gift for Hanukkah and Christmas. Biden and Hunter are finally, after 7, 8, 9 years of people kind of sounding the alarm, they're finally being called out for corruption. Now, if you are following the left, CNN, MSNBC, you're watching ABC, CBS, they've been protecting this, covering this up. This was all just fake, false information. But now the tide is turning. You can't hide it forever. That's why if there was any election interference, we might not know for 5, 6 years. And by then it's like, get over it. It's over. They're playing out the clock. So that's what they did. Now, we knew about this for years, but Biden is finally being impeached, okay? Biden impeachment is going to move forward in the House next week. What does Biden have to say for himself? Well, him and Hunter getting caught with this scandal and money laundering, and it's finally coming to the fore. Listen to Biden's comments. They're very reassuring, and they're basically going to help you realize, hey, maybe there is nothing wrong based on what he says here. Oh, I forgot. His comments are not reassuring because he didn't say anything here. Isn't that unbelievable? And there he goes. So the Republican House Committee is finally going to be looking into these dealings, checking out the laptop, which we all knew was real the whole time, checking out the money. I just paid my brother back $400,000 for a loan. We got to see a loan document. We got to see what did he loan you. That is one of the oldest tricks in the book. Hunter Biden also being called right out on the carpet. Hunter Biden is hit with 9 felony tax charges. That's 8 for Hanukkah plus 1. For drugs, escorts, and exotic car purchases. This is what's been going on for the last 10, 15 years. Biden has never been anyone you want to hear from. Never been anyone you want to take advice from. Hunter Biden's been a loser his whole life. But they've always had access to government tax dollars. So if you treat Mr. Biden correctly, you can meet Obama. You can get that contract. We will give a donation to the University of Delaware if you make my wife a doctor so that she looks smarter. Pay for play. That's what's going on. Nobody is more involved in this than Donald Trump. He knows the score. Billionaires kind of know what's going on at all time. He chooses his enemies wisely. Look what he has to say about Joe Biden in only the way Trump can. Probably the best comedian working today. Donald, go.
Mentally, I would say he's possibly equally as bad and maybe worse, but I don't know. I will say this. He's got vicious people surrounding him around that beautiful Oval Office. There are people in that Oval Office that are evil people, bad people, smart people, young, vicious. They're communists and they're bad.
Bad people. Very bad people, folks. Some of the worst people in the whole world. So there you have it. Donald Trump is not happy with what he's seeing. And get this, we're going to have a surprise coming to us this coming election. Trump says he will be a dictator. He told this to Sean Hannity, but he said only on day one. Day one. And then Sean Hannity's like, what are you talking about? You're going to, please don't do this, Donald. You're going to be a dictator only on day one. And how is he going to be a dictator? Not by locking up people or being anti-LGBTQRS. No, he says, if I'm elected on day one, we will immediately close the border and drill, drill, drill for oil like a dictator. Okay? So that's what he was talking about. But I was watching MSNBC and CNN, which is not fun. I was on the treadmill. They force it on the TV. If it weren't for forcing it on the airplane and gym TVs, I don't think nobody be watching CNN and MSNBC. But they kept going on. Trump warns he's going to be a dictator. Oh, he's telling us to his face. If he's going to be honest, he's being a dictator. Why are people going to vote for him? Oh, no. You guys are idiots. He's talking about oil production, which is for everybody. We all benefit as a country. He was talking about closing the border, which even the mayor of New York, Eric Adams, was like, we need to do something about the border. This is getting crazy. We got too many illegal immigrants in the building. Because I believe the mayor of New York sounds just like Jay-Z. And speaking of Democrats that are in trouble, it's not just the mayor of New York, who's probably going to be a Republican soon. I know he's leaving the Democrat Party. At least he's alluding to it. Congressman Bowman. You might remember this guy. He pulled the fire alarm to stop the process of a congressional hearing so that he could kind of basically stop the electoral process. Now, I was told January 6th, a couple people delayed the process for 2 hours. They're now in jail for 10, 20, 30 years. They didn't bring the weapons. They didn't hurt anybody. They just walked into the Capitol and walked out. Federal crime. But for some reason, this guy, he's been able to avoid the charges up until now. Watch what they do as they vote to censure him.
On this vote, the yeas are 214, the nays are 191. The resolution is, with five present, the resolution is adopted. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
Poor guy, poor guy. So he's in big trouble. That means next could be some charges. He has no more protection. Now, when you do pull a fire alarm, folks, make sure there's actually a fire. Like in this case, there was a guy, his last name is Yu, Asian gentleman, and the police came, the SWAT came, they came to check out his house, and Yu said, "Yoo-hoo, I'm over here." Then he blew his whole house down. Wow. That is a guy who does not want to get taken down by the feds. In this scenario, it is totally okay to pull the fire alarm. So, Congressman Bowman, all I ask is the next time you pull the fire alarm, there better be something big happening just like that. Can you believe the whole house blew up? And some people are saying the guy's still alive. Imagine if you think, I can't get taken down. I don't want to go home. My invisibility cloak isn't working. Goodbye, everyone. You hit it. Boom. The whole house blows up, but you're still sitting there in your lazy boy. And the cop's like, you're still alive? And that'd be a great commercial. Want to get away? $19 fares on Southwest Airlines. Act now. Two bags fly free. All right. Our next and one of our final stories is a lot more lighthearted. Do you remember how pranks used to be? There was a kid who was pranking a YouTuber, you know, 18, 19-year-old guy, pranking someone that was picking up food for delivery. And he was like, yo, give me your food. Give me your food. He was doing something. He was in the guy's face. The guy felt so threatened, he pulled out a gun and pow, shot the YouTuber. Now, the YouTuber's alive still. And the dad was mad. Why'd you shoot my son? He was just joking. He's like, I don't know. I'm 5'6". Your son is 6'2". Thought I was in a little bit of trouble. I felt threatened. But back in the day, there were no threatening pranks. It was just fun, lighthearted, well thought out, not YouTube losers doing pranks. Here's one I thought you'd like. This one's going viral online, and it's just a throwback to the old days. Tell me if you like this one better. Come on. What were you thinking? That was the old yearly police elementary school track meet. And you stopped it. You stopped the kid from winning. He was so close. I love that. That was a fun, lighthearted prank. And we need more of those. In fact, if I get a chance and a little bit of budget right here at Valuetainment Studios, I'm going to tell PBD, Patrick Bet David, that's the kind of pranks we should do. It's going to take a little bit more production value, but they will last forever as great, great pranks. So I want to find out from you. Do you like the new pranks where it's just a bunch of YouTubers like driving up in Ferraris and telling hot girls, you know, hey, baby, give me your number, you know, or this and that. And, you know, oh, fine, then screw you. You know, that's what they do. Actually, the guy looks homeless. Then he asks the girl for the number. She says no. Then he gets in the Lamborghini and drives off. And the girl's like, oh, I wanted you. So fake. Or do you like the old school ones, which took a little thought and creativity like that one? That's what we want to know. And we want to keep this show lighthearted and fun because we're going over horrible things. The news, the media. So you guys have been good sports. Let's end with a comedy clip so we can all actually laugh together every week. On Monday, you need to subscribe to youtube.com/KayvonComedy. Or on Instagram, KVON Comedy. The reason is we post a clip every Monday to make you laugh, lighten your week. Mondays suck, not anymore. This is the clip of the week, me doing a little bit of crowd work. That's where you tease the crowd and have a little back and forth. This lady brought her laptop to my comedy show, and halfway through my show, started working. I've never seen that before, never wanted to see that. It makes you wonder, do I suck so bad? She's like, what's on Amazon? But we went back and forth, and I found out she was actually on the clock. She does the work from home thing. That's how you know work from home doesn't work. It's work from comedy clubs now. But she was on the laptop. I called her out, and she was nice about it. And I said, go ahead. Get your work done, girl. Multitasking. That's the Valuetainment way.
You got your laptop here. That is awesome. What's your name?
Reem.
That's cool. Reem. What are you doing on the laptop? Emergency at work. Give it up for Reem. She's so important at work. She opened up a laptop and just to help people out. What do you do for work? Now we all want to know.
Intel.
Shit, she's tech support. Look at her. If you bust out a headset, how can I help you now, please? If you would please log in and tell me your password. I can help you. My name is Reem.
You always thought the motherfuckers were in India. They are in a comedy club in Arizona. That's good.
Thank you, Reem. I don't care. You can do your work for my show. I don't care. Because that means you wanted to be here and work. That is...
There you go. You can do your work. Anytime you come to my show, bring your laptop, clock in, okay, and get paid for watching the comedy. I think that'd be a very good idea. How funny is it that she's Indian? Her name was Reem. She had a little bit of an Indian accent, and she's doing tech support for Intel from the comedy show. That's why these immigrants are sometimes getting ahead, folks. They're working twice as hard as the rest of us. Speaking of an immigrant working hard... Patrick Bet David, Choose Your Enemies Wisely. Be sure to get the book. Be sure to get the audiobook. Check it out. Fantastic read. The guy's motivational. You know, he put on a party, Art Basel, in Florida. I've never been before. He invited me. Who's who? Celebrities, supermodels, go-go dancers, free cocktails. The guy must have spent $1 million on making it a fun environment, but the connections that were made that night are going to be worth even more. So in 1 week, I was at Art Basel. I flew to do a corporate event in Denver. I flew to do the Donald Trump International Golf Course. And then I drove to the studio and I gave you the right show. That's how hard we work at this company. And I hope you're working that hard too, just like Reem. If you want to see my shows, I'm going to read them to you. Stand-up comedy tour dates. I just finished that corporate holiday event. I'm going to be in Amfest. I'm not speaking. I'm just supporting. Then Houston, Arlington, Virginia, and we've just added San Diego and Tacoma, Washington. All that and more is coming up. Folks, that's the end of The Right Show. This is the news for people who hate the news. We're telling the truth through comedy. We're waking America up with laughter, and we're choosing our enemies wisely. We'll see you next week. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe. Bye-bye. We finished. Jeremy, we're done.